Well, it's good to see you this morning and welcome to church. And I hope you've had a great week and ready to start this new week off here in the house of the Lord. It has been a wonderful week for us as we were able to officially become homeowners here. And so we've had a busy week moving, and we could have not done it without the help of you as the church. I mean, there's just been so many people providing us things that we've needed, and it has been just awesome to feel the love of God through you, our church. And I want you to turn in your Bible with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. And as we turn there today, I want to show you something that happened this last week. And so I've got a picture for the screen for you, and I just want you to see this. There it is. Now, hey, now wait a second. Before you start clapping, all right, this was a declaration of war is what happened. Okay? I don't want to start naming names, okay? But somebody somewhere along the way thought this was going to be some funny something to do. And it's no longer on that truck, okay? All right? Listen, when it comes to, you know, this Georgia-Tennessee thing, there's no peace involved there, all right? And I really took that act was a declaration. And when I find out who's involved in all of that, it's coming back. It's going to come back to you. But as we think today about things like war, I want you to know that one of the great truths and the great names of our Lord and the great promise of the coming of Jesus Christ as the Messiah is that He gives and He has brought peace. In Isaiah chapter 9, He has a name, and His name is called the Prince of Peace. Now, as we think about peace today, we need to understand that often we equate peace with just simply maybe the absence of war, or we think of peace as not having problems. And so in our inner self, or in our inner life, oftentimes we think we have peace, or we feel like we have peace just when everything's going well and everything is going smoothly and we have no problems that we know about or we're experiencing. But that's not what true peace is. See, those are things that are just related to what's happening in our life. And what I want us to walk away with today is understanding that true peace is actually found in a person. Peace comes in Jesus Christ. And so we have this promise in Isaiah that the Messiah who is coming, He will be named Prince of Peace. That's what we're looking at today, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Let's look at this starting in verse 6. I'm going to tell you up front what we're going to do. We're going to read this one verse in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I want to keep your Bible handy with you because we're going to be looking at a few other places in Scripture this morning that's going to help us understand peace today, the peace of Christ. God's Word says, "For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." What a powerful verse of Scripture. And we could take time today and just unpack that verse, and we could be here for hours and hours. But I wanted us today to focus on peace in Jesus as the Prince of Peace. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask that as we put our eyes and our ears and our hearts to your word today, God, that you would speak to us. Lord, that we just wouldn't gain some type of knowledge today, but God, that we would be transformed by your word as the Holy Spirit takes your word, applies it to our hearts and our lives, God. May we understand today that true, genuine, authentic, real peace is not the result of things that are happening in our culture, our world, or our lives, but God, that we know and we can have and we can find true peace in the person of Jesus Christ. That He, you God, are the Prince of Peace, and you execute your peace and you give your peace freely to all who call upon you, all who seek your face. Jesus, find that peace, God. Help us today. We are a people, God, that struggle so much in this area. God, help us today to rest in you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want you to notice a couple things here in Isaiah 9. I want you to see how it begins, but it says, "For a child will be born for us, and a son given to us." This is a powerful phrase here in the scripture that I want us to take a moment and to think about. What those two phrases in that verse tell us is that Jesus is a special person. He's not just anybody, He's not just any man, but He's the Son of God. It says there that a child will be born for us. A child will be born for us. That speaks, if you need to know, that speaks today, you need to know this, of the humanity of Jesus Christ. You see, when the Son of God came and He was born in a manger. He was born there in Bethlehem, and He was born to this woman, this Virgin Mary, who gave birth to Jesus. And Jesus took on flesh. He was born as a baby. He's the child, if you will, of His mother, Mary. And it says right here that a child will be born for us. When God came, He came and we was born, and this child was born for us. But it also says that this son will be given to us. And so if the child born for us is talking about the humanity of Jesus, the fact that God became flesh, we understand that the Son given to us means that He wasn't just simply born the same way you and I were born by an earthly mother and father. No, Jesus had no biological earthly father. His father is God the Father. And so we know that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, that Jesus was given to us. And who gave us Jesus? None other than God Himself. And so He is this Son given to us. So as we think about the Prince of Peace, as we think about Christmas, understand that it's all about Jesus coming here for you and me. A child born for us. The child of Mary. The Son given to us. God the Father has given us His only begotten Son, and He has come to this earth in order to give us salvation and to give us peace. And so we have a child born for us, a son given to us, and it says that He has these names, but we come to the last name there in verse 6, and it says His name is Prince of Peace. That is, Jesus is the ruling, reigning, giver, administrator of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Peace comes from Him. He owns it. It is His. He executes His peace. He gives His peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Now, you know that anxiety and worry is a real problem in our world today. The most recent studies tell us that 1 in 3 U.S. adults struggle with and suffer with anxiety. That means that there's many people in the room today that over the course of your lifetime and over the course of this year and the next year, you will have some bouts with worry and anxiety. Maybe some in here today even struggle with depression as that anxiety festers in your life and it gets darker and darker and deeper and deeper. And so this is a real issue This is a real problem that real people that you deal with, that your friends are dealing with, that your families are dealing with. And many of you in this room are dealing with this issue today, and no one else knows about it. It's a silent killer in your life, and it's taking your joy away. It's changing the way you live your life. It's affecting the way you do your job. It's affecting the way that you're a dad to your kids or a mom to your children. It's an epidemic among U.S. adults and even teenagers and kids today. 1 in 3. And so isn't it wonderful to know that God says he knew you would have this issue, and he says, and my son that I have given to you, his name is Prince of Peace. Listen, just look at me for a second. I want you to hear this. Do you need peace today? Are you struggling? Then you came to the right place. Because Jesus is the one who can give you a peace that surpasses all comprehension and knowledge. Jesus is the one who can take control of your life, and he can turn things around, and you can rest in his promises, and you can rest in his assurances, and you can know that he is with you, and he is guiding you, and that he loves you, and that he is with you, and he can give you a peace. Listen, I know this is a real issue, and I know that you are struggling with this today, and I'm not making light of it at all. I'm just wanting to tell you today that Jesus can fill your life and change this in your life. You'll surrender your life daily to him. If you'll yield yourself daily to Jesus, he is the Prince of Peace. You know, the Bible is chocked full of scripture on peace. The Bible is full of giving us the answer to worry and anxiety. I want to share with you a few places where the Prince of Peace himself spoke into this. And so I want you to look with me at Matthew chapter 6. And I want you to see in Matthew chapter 6 what Jesus says. Matthew chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 25, on down a few verses as well. Like I said, keep your Bible handy. We're going to go to a couple other places. If you don't have a Bible with you today, we should have the scripture on the screen for you. You know, one of the reasons I told you a few weeks ago, man, if you don't have a Bible, you need to get you a Bible. Last week I told you if you don't write in your Bible, it's okay if you will write in your Bible. If I was a person that was struggling with some of these issues today, I would want a Bible in my hand that I could make some notes, that I could underline some things, that I could put some markers in here so that when this problem raises its head, I can get my Bible, I can open it up, I can read the Word of God, and I can have the peace of God just flow over my life. What we're about to read, it's not coming from any kind of humanistic counselor. What we're about to read isn't my ideas or your parents' or your friends' ideas. What we're about to see is what Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, says about these issues. Listen to this. Verse 25 of Matthew chapter 6. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Now you hear that question and look at me. You may be in the same place that I've been in before. That's easier said than done. Now this is a command. Don't worry. Do not worry about these things. But I'm right there with you. There's times they say, well, you know, that's easy enough to read, but that's a lot harder to actually do. But I think when we dive into this further, you're going to see exactly why Jesus says, don't worry. Look at it. He says, consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So Jesus says, look, you see this creation? The birds aren't worried about anything. The creation, the animals, they're not worried about anything. Jesus says, you know why they're not worried about anything? Because God provides for them. God provides for them. The Heavenly Father provides for them. And look at the next statement that Jesus makes. He says, aren't you worth more than they? Here's what I want you to know today. You are worth more to God than anything else in this creation. Did you know that? God loves you supremely. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you more than anything else that He has created. He has created everything. And Jesus says, you are worth more to God than everything else on this earth and in this universe. You. He loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His Son, the Prince of Peace, for you. You are worth so much more to God than anything else on this earth. And He says, if God provides for all of these things, don't you know you are worth more to Him than all of those other things? You can trust Him. He loves you. Listen, one of the answers to this issue with anxiety and worry and fear and depression is that we forget that we have a God that loves us unlike anyone or anything else does. When the devil beats you down, when the world beats you down, when your family leaves you, when your friends leave you, and there you are in isolation, and you find yourself in distress, listen, I want you to remember this truth. Never forget it. God loves you. Romans says nothing will separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing in this life will separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so He says in verse 27, can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? So here's what He says. He says, don't worry. Why? God's going to take care of you. That's what He's saying. The Father's going to take care of you. The Father loves you. He loves you more than everything else. And so don't worry. And He says, oh, and by the way, worrying's not going to help anything anyways. It's just not. Now I want you to turn to John chapter 14, and I want you to see Jesus continues to speak on peace. And in John chapter 14, verse 27, listen to what Jesus says. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled or fearful. This is a phenomenal verse of Scripture because as Jesus is talking to His disciples, He is about to go to the cross, to die on the cross for the sins of the world. His disciples who He's been with for these 3 years, they've been following Him. They've been with Him every second of the day. He is telling them, I'm going to the cross and I'm going to leave you. And after I've been raised from the dead, I'm going to ascend to heaven and I'm not going to be with you anymore, He says, but I'm going to send my comforter to be with you. But here's what He says. He says, listen, do not worry, do not fear. Why? He says, because here's why. I'm going to give you my peace. So here's what I'm telling you today. The peace that you can have today, and if you are a Christian today, the peace that you already have in your life is none other than the peace of Christ. He says, my peace I give to you. Look at it again. Peace I leave with you. And to clarify, Jesus says, this isn't just any kind of peace. He says, my peace. The very peace from the Prince of Peace himself, he says, I give to you. He says, I don't give as the world gives. One of the issues today is we try to find peace everywhere else. Did you know that? We try to find peace everywhere else. We try to find peace in drugs. People try to find peace in inappropriate relationships. People try to find peace in the bottom of a liquor bottle. People try to find peace in pornography. People try to find peace by the accumulation of more things. People try to find peace by climbing some type of corporate ladder. People try to find peace by getting more and more financial stability in their life and more resources in their life. Some of the most unhappy people in the world are billionaires. And the first billion didn't really make them that happy. And they still search and they say, maybe the next billion will. And they're never fulfilled. They're never satisfied yet. We kind of glorify them and think they've got it all together. But here's what happens. They start saying, I'm still not satisfied. I'm still not fulfilled. And so maybe I can just do something to leave some kind of legacy, to leave something when I'm left behind. But the bottom line is this. The issue is they don't have the peace of Christ. And what Jesus is saying here is the world tries to give you peace, but the world's not going to give you peace. The world's going to promise you these pleasures and these comforts that are going to maybe make you feel good for a moment, but those things will never lead to peace. Sin will never lead to peace. Seeking after those wrong things will never lead to peace. So Jesus makes it clear. He says, I do not give you what the world gives you. Friend, if you're looking for peace in the wrong places, you're never going to find it. There's only one place you can go if you want to find real peace. And it's in Jesus. And he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. He goes on to say in John chapter 16, verse 33, look at this. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. He says, you will have suffering in this world. Be courageous, I have conquered the world. A couple things I just want to highlight. Peace comes, and he uses the word right here, in Christ. The question you must answer for yourself today, are you in Christ? The Bible says in order for us to be saved, we must be in Christ. If we were to go back a chapter to John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, my Father is the vine dresser. Everyone who abides in me bears much fruit. See, our life, our walk, our faith is one that is all wrapped up in Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus and other things. It's not Jesus and this, or it's not these things and Jesus. No, God says it's only Jesus. Your life needs to be consumed with Christ. You need to abide in Him, remain in Him. We must be in Christ. He says, I give you my peace. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. If you want peace today, you've got to get your life in Christ. He says, here's a reality, Jesus says. He says, listen, just because you abide in Christ, and if you're today thinking about surrendering your life to Jesus, Jesus is not promising you a life without suffering. In fact, I'll tell you this. If you decide today to surrender your life to Jesus, I can assure you there's going to be suffering in your life. He says right here in this text, he says, there will be suffering in this world. You are going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to go through difficulties. We are going to have suffering. But Jesus says, in the midst of all of that, you can know these things are coming, but knowing they are coming, you can still have peace if you are in Christ. And so Jesus says, be courageous. Keep going forward and walking by faith because he has conquered the world. How has Jesus conquered? I mean, how can we know this Prince of Peace? How is this peace of Christ really available to us? Well, I just want to close this morning by clarifying for you how it is that we can be in this peace and have this peace that's been made available to us in Jesus. And you need to know today that peace really comes through strength. Have you ever heard that statement before? That there's peace through strength? That's usually what the United States of America says when it's time to, you know, bring some peace. So thankful for our military and our soldiers and our presidents who say, you know, we want to have peace, and oftentimes to have that peace, it means we've got to kind of flex our muscles and we got to show some strength. Because when there's war, there is no peace. There's no peace. Well, how does peace come about through war? Well, there's two ways peace comes about through war. Number one, one nation or one people conquers the other. And those two nations and those two peoples, they go against one another. It's typically the idea of good versus evil. And the one that conquers the other one, they facilitate their peace upon them. They've been conquered. They've been brought down. They've been humbled. They've been humiliated. And now they're going to live in peace under the rule of that strength. Sometimes, even before the war gets started, here's what happens. That other people, that other nation, they look at that strength and they say, there is no way we can go against them. You know what they do? They take the white flag out and they say, we surrender. We surrender. No shots fired. No swords drawn. No bombs going off. No hand-to-hand combat. They just say, we surrender. And those are the ways that we see peace happen. And did you know the same is true for Jesus giving us peace? Jesus bringing peace into this world? Now, here's the deal. Many of you think that Christmas is about some meek and mild little baby that has no strength. But that's far from the truth. Because this baby born in Bethlehem is not just some meek, mild baby. He's a warrior king. The Prince of Peace has come to execute his peace, and he has done it by his strength. Now, his strength looks a little bit different than what we think about strength. Because the strength that Jesus has displayed for us is that the Prince of Peace has gone to war against sin and the devil. And you and I could never defeat sin. You and I, in our strength, can't defeat the devil, but the Prince of Peace can, and the Prince of Peace has. And so here's what Jesus did. He came to this earth in his strength. And he was born in Bethlehem, and he grew as a man, the Son of God here on this earth. He went into the wilderness, and the devil tempted him, and he defeated the devil that day. And he wouldn't give in to the temptations of the devil. And then Jesus went to the cross, and there he died for our sin. And I want you to see a prophecy. This is the last place we're turning. I want you to see a prophecy here in Luke chapter 2. And we're wrapping this all up right here. Look at it with me. Luke chapter 2. Simeon was a priest in the temple, and he had been told that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Messiah, that is Jesus Christ. And Mary and Joseph, Mary's given birth to Christ, and they are bringing Jesus to the temple to dedicate him to the Lord, to have him circumcised. And he comes into the temple, and Simeon sees Jesus. The Holy Spirit says, there he is, there's the Messiah. And he goes up to Mary and Joseph and tells them what Jesus is going to do. And I want you to see this in verse 34. It says, then Simeon blessed them and told his mother Mary, indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed. And a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. You see, what Simeon said is, this child born in Bethlehem, this son given, the Prince of Peace, he came to cause the rise and the fall of many. Let me put it another way to you. You're either going to rise or you're going to fall. You're either going to be on the side of victory or you're going to be on the side of defeat. You're either going to spend eternity in heaven with the Lord God Almighty forever and ever, and you're going to rise up and you're going to ascend to him and be there with him forever, or you're going to fall and you're going to descend into the pit of hell, the lake of fire, where you're going to be forever and ever. The bottom line is, Jesus comes and he divides. And he's drawn a line in the sand. And he says, you're either on my side or you're against me. And the Prince of Peace has come in strength. And if you're against him, you're on the losing side, and you're going to be defeated. But if you are with him, you're on the winning side, and you're going to have his peace in your life. He says he is going to cause the rise and fall of many in Israel. And then he says, listen, and a sword will pierce your own soul. Here is the child born. The child born. Mary's little lamb, the baby. And here's what Simeon is saying, Mary, there's going to come a time when it's going to feel like a sword has been put through your body, all the way down through your soul. Not to say the moms in here understand it better than anyone else. What Simeon is saying is that one day, Mary, what you're going to see your son, your child, go through, the suffering, the pain, the humiliation, the false accusations, the sham of a trial, the cross that Jesus is going to go to. Mary, you're going to be there at the foot of the cross, and there your child is going to be there. He's going to be bleeding, and this crown of thorns is going to be smashed on his head. And you're going to see him, and all his insides are going to be hanging out of his body as he's there publicly on this cross, dying for the sins of the world. And oh, Mary, Simeon says, it's going to be like a sword has been cut through you all the way down to your soul. Mary, this is what you're going to go through. And Simeon is telling us here that this is the way that Jesus brings the victory. This is the way that the Prince of Peace has come in his strength, as he has defeated sin. And the devil thought he had won a victory when Jesus was there on the cross, but he was just playing right into the hands of God as Jesus died there. He said, "It is finished." He paid for the sins of the world. He died on the cross for you and me. The Prince of Peace came to give us peace, and there he died. Now, some of you in here say, "Well, that doesn't sound like strength to me." Well, 3 days later, that stone was rolled away. And the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, he raised up out of that grave. He stood up and he walked out alive, defeating sin, death, and the devil. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, he came in his strength, the Prince of Peace, so that you and I could have his peace. We could have salvation. We could have forgiveness. But here's the deal. The only way you and I win is if we lose. Do you know that? Jesus has conquered. He's conquered. He's the reigning, conquering King. The only way we conquer? See, Jesus didn't surrender. He looked the enemy straight in the eye and took him out. The only way we conquer is if we take that white flag and we wave it high. The only way we conquer is if we surrender. But isn't God so good that he would say, "If you will surrender to me, you can come be a part of my army. You can come be a part of my team. You can come be a part of the winning side. You can come and have the victory. You too can be a conqueror. But the only way you and I conquer is if we get down on our knees before God and say, 'God, we surrender to you. God, we turn our life over to you. God, take my life.'" And if you will do that today, you will win. You will win by losing. You will conquer by surrender. You, my friend, we need to be a people that wave the white flag for Jesus every single day. Let's bow our heads as we pray. God, we know right now that the things of this world are troubling. They're troubling to us. And sometimes, God, we find ourselves in situations where we're looking in all the wrong places. Help us today to know that Jesus, it's you and you alone who offers the peace that we need. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. And Jesus, you can give us your peace because you have conquered everything. All of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of our worries, God, you have already conquered it all. Jesus, you're Lord over it all. And God, today, if there's anyone here today that's just struggling, that needs your help, Lord, may they wave the white flag and say, "Jesus, today I just surrender. I surrender this over to you." Lord, if there's anyone here today that needs to turn their life over to you, Jesus, for salvation, Lord, right here, when we take this moment to respond, Lord, would you just lead them to come forward and give their life to you? God, whatever decision anyone needs to make, God, lead them by the Holy Spirit today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. As we sing this for you to respond, please come as we sing.